Hey folks, welcome back to St. John and the Epistles. My name is Josh. It's been a while. I'm sorry about that. I am here with my good friend Dave. His mouth is full of lentils. Mystery lentils. He ordered a pizza, he lifted up a slice, and there was lentils underneath. He's eating them. We just finished our lunch. We're about to do some shopping. And I thought, what better time was there to record another one of our famous podcasts? The sound, you know what it was? The sound quality in here was so good. The background noise.
Really?
It was so non-disturbing that I thought it would be great. Dave, let me ask you how you are.
You going to ask me?
Oh, sorry, yeah. How are you?
How you are?
Right, well, isn't it being uncooperative? So this is going to be mainly me. I've just had...
Folks, I've been a... I've been on a little bit of a health kick. I've been kicking healthy people all over town. Just kidding. I've been eating
the health.
Sorry?
You've been kicking the health by the looks of it.
I don't know what that means. Offensive though. I've been watching what I eat, being a lot more healthy. But today has been my weekly a little bit of a reprieve from that. I've had a big old veggie burger. I've enjoyed it an awful lot. I don't feel as healthy as I have done recently at the moment, having just consumed it. It was pretty good. Dave, tell me about the lentils under your pizza.
Well, it's been a while. Because they're beans.
Not impressed. Not happy with that.
You want to go get out of here?
Go shopping.
Go some shopping.
Let me take another sip of water, folks.
Shopping
oh, shit. Yeah. Let me just get out of here. So, it's been a while. Been a while since we've had a TABDPITABM. I'm a little bit slow on the initials there, sorry. Dave, how have things been for you in the interim?
Literally nothing has happened. I've just sat waiting to do another podcast. I haven't been to work. I haven't eaten. I've just been waiting.
One thing, actually, I should have mentioned this before now, and I haven't done. Now's a good time to... Oh, sorry, I feel like I'm going to burp. I did, but I kept it off mic. So you're welcome. I have started another podcast, and it was a while ago now. But I keep forgetting to mention it. It's called How I Would Cook and Eat Every Single Pokemon. It's about how I would cook and eat every single Pokemon. Dave, you were on it.
I was on it, yeah. What was it about again?
I can't remember. What did we talk about?
We talked about eating some sort of Pokemon.
We talked about one of the Pokemon getting eaten by us.
Was it Bulbasaur?
No, that was the first one. I did by myself the first one. It might have been Venusaur. No, it wasn't.
It was. Charmander?
Was it Charmander?
Chicken Charmander.
Anyway, Dave's been on one of them. he had a great time. It was very memorable for both of us. we're on a little shopping trip around the city of Bristol in which we live. Dave, what are you going to buy today?
I'm going to buy a shower curtain.
Let's do it. Are you looking for an interestingly themed shower curtain? Or are you just going plain Jane?
Bland as hell.
Bland as hell. That's the way we like to do it. Folks, I know you're a fan of these...
Lunch casts.
It's the unedited, noisy,
raw,
pointless version of the podcast. Which one else isn't that different from the normal podcast? Let me just check. I am recording this. Oh, 420. Nice. We got to smoke some weed
right now. Bless you.
Thank you.
Well, we can go to Castle Park. There'll be weed there.
Ooh.
You want to do that? Sit on the bench instead of shopping?
No, I got things to buy. So are you. You got to get a shower curtain. So,
What happened?
What happened?
It was a stinky-ass old shower curtain, so I washed it in some bleach, and then it just evaporated. Dissolved in my hands.
I think maybe that was not bleach.
My hands are fine.
I guess so. You've got very pale hands now, though. You look like Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Josh, shut up.
Oh my god, Mickey Mouse is here.
Phone shop.
I'm not doing that voice, it really hurts.
Alright, you don't have to.
I'm not going.
So, we now enter well, they're playing some.
Come on.
I don't know, I can't tell if they're playing any music in here or not. I don't think they are. Eerie. We're now entering Act 2 of the podcast. This is the shower curtain.
Salazar's Revenge.
Act Salazar's Revenge. Did you see Pirates of the Caribbean number 5, Salazar's Revenge?
I really like the bit where he's Johnny.
Is that?
Yeah, he's a. Yeah, he is
he's
a.
Like a poach.
I saw it pretty recently, actually. I feel like I saw it a month ago. I don't think I can remember what happens at all in it.
Let's guess.
Salazar gets some form of revenge.
Yeah, he does.
Or doesn't, maybe. Actually, he's a bad guy, so he probably doesn't.
I think he has revenge at the start, and then they have to spend the entire film undoing that revenge.
He has revenge of the Sith.
The Dark Harvest.
Where are we? We're buying the duvets. I'm not going to say the name of the shop we're in for no reason.
For tax reasons.
We're now by the lampshades. Is this good content?
No.
It should be good content.
Probably.
Dave's made it through it all. Gap somewhere. All right. Now I've got you alone. Let me tell you. This Dave guy buying the shower gun. I don't want to get his hopes down. This is a pipe dream. He's not going to find a shower curtain that he likes. I can tell. Here he is. Oh. This is... Really?
Success.
This is the most basic shower curtain on the market.
I know.
Describe the shower curtain, please.
White.
It is.
Show white. Me others. Show me better ones, then.
Well, what's these?
What's these?
These are shower curtains. They're in fancy bags.
Why are they in fancy bags?
Just because that's the way of the world. There's Nereo shower curtains.
Now I'm overwhelmed.
Folks, what I want you to do is I want you to vote live. We've got a white one with butterflies. We've got brown and white stripes. We got blue stripes. Sort of weird.
Shitty crap texture.
No, blue, white. This one's got a little house on it, like a beach house. This one's got a hummingbird on it. This one's got pineapples, and that one's little stripes.
Big fan of stripes.
No, admittedly, these are more expensive than the normal white one. But, folks, I want you to vote at home. I'm tallying your vote. But I realise that you can't vote on this at all in any meaningful way. But I just want you to shout the one that you want.
Just yell shower curtain.
You know, I'm going to say my vote is with the hummingbird.
That's because it's thematic.
I think it's attractive. It's thematic. I'm also wearing a shirt with birds on it today. So.
Peacocking.
One could say that, but the toucans. So.
They're toucocking.
Yeah, they've all got. The thing about this shirt is, for some reason, the birds on it are all depicted as having two penises. It's a very bizarre turn of events. Are you happy with your shower curtain choice?
I think I'm alright.
You just got a normal white one.
Again.
But you've got a normal white one that... To me, that's not worth it. Because that one's twice the price. Because it's the nice one.
It's at least twice the price.
But it's the same as the normal one.
Well, I think it is, but it's...
Is that pattern worth it?
Probably not.
Is debating the visuals of a shower curtain good audio content?
Good afternoon, Jason. You have a call on line one. Jason, you have a call on line one. Thank you.
Oh, fucking Jason.
Jason has a call on line one. Line one. Honestly, God bless you if you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, honestly, it is bad.
Like, you're putting in a lot of the work.
I mean, can we make it more fun for them? Can we put some back in the post?
Let's move on to the next shop. Absolutely not. No way I intend to ease this listening experience. So we're walking by the lamps now. And I want you just to imagine two beautiful boys just strolling by some lamps. Everything that's right with the world. Everything that's wrong with the world. Everything that's... sort of in the middle somewhere. Everything that's grey area. And you got a pretty good picture of what's happening now. Dave, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god.
I never will.
Angry Birds 2 is coming out pretty soon, by the way.
We're going to go see that in the cinema, aren't we?
We got to go see it in the cinema.
Even better. It'll be like seeing Attack of the Clones.
I don't know. Ethically, I'm not sure I agree with recording a podcast whilst in the cinema.
But we're going to.
But I think we're going to have to. And that's just the way it is, folks. Because it's too good of an opportunity. We'll go to a screening that there won't be people who care about the film at. If we can do that. So we avoid kind of ruining it for people who truly have a desire to see the Angry Birds movie too. Boy. What's going on now? Just an update for everyone.
What's going on? Oh, hang on. Well, Jackie's one of the tills. We'll start.
Jackie, I'm going to say she's needed at the tills. Alright? I can't run this place without her. We're standing in a queue.
The most British thing you can do.
Well, you know,
right.
Speaking of Q, let me ask you a question. You QAnon?
Yep, you got me.
We got the guy.
We got him, buddy.
How do you get all those sweet scoops, first of all?
It's a combination of Photoshop and a random number generator.
And why do you choose to express yourself via a strange string of, I believe, emojis? I don't know. Is that right? I don't really know anything about QAnon.
It's a combination of random codes, numbers, emojis.
Yeah.
Basically, I've got really big thumbs, so I just mash the keyboard. That's the only way I can...
What if QAnon's just trying to write normal things? I mean, I'm trying to make jokes about QAnon while I know nothing about it, so I don't know if that's advisable or not.
I think that's fine. But yeah, whatever he's trying to get, he's just got really big hands and he's just attacking his keyboard and he's just trying to get help. He's stuck in a kennel or something.
That's all any of us are trying to do, really.
We're all stuck in a kennel.
We're all stuck in life's kennel. And, you know, it's a constant desire to get out. There's a new film. I went and saw Toy Story 4, by the way.
What?
Spoiler alert.
We haven't spoken about this.
and there's a trailer for a film called, I think it's called The Queen's Corgi, which stars Jack Whitehall as a corgi. It's an animated film. And he has to
escape. It's an anime.
It's an anime. It's a sequel to, it's actually a spiritual sequel to Akira. it stars Jack Whitehall as a corgi. it's meant, it's, you know, it looks pretty bad. And Donald Trump was in the trailer, an animated Donald Trump.
Why?
He stepped out of a car, he was like, "Nice to see you, Liz," or something like that.
Gross.
How you feel about that?
I'm really upset.
Yeah, it was really... enjoy seeing it at the cinema. Are these batteries with pictures of baked beans on?
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, now it's time for you to pay, so I'm going to go wait outside, and I'll see you outside. Alright? Or do you want me to hear you pay?
No. Okay.
Oh my god. The guy hates people hearing him pay. I'm just gonna go out this way. So folks, I'm now leaving the shop while Dave pays for his shower curtain. And once again it is loud out here. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Angry Birds Drink Bits and the Angry Birds movie. Listen, you've waited weeks to hear this. And you're getting the best content there is to offer from this episode. It's a full episode. It's a... Jesus Christ, I'm talking a lot. I'm talking a lot of shit. Oh, here, you pay already?
I'm back, baby.
You steal it. I feel like you stole it.
You can't prove anything.
All right, let's get over to the...
We're going to get run over.
Well, now that nice guy's not going to run us over. He hasn't got the balls. We're now entering Act 3 of our...
They're called wheels.
Of our trip. Oh, he has got those.
Yeah.
In which we are entering a bookshop. This is my part of the world. Because I'm a book.
This is true.
We're headed to the poetry section. Let me tell you that now. Actually, you know what? I might head to the travel section first. I'm going to try and find that. Natural history. Maybe nearby. Natural history. Traveling. The world. There's a book called Everything is Fucked. I will be reporting that. British history, foreign language. I could use a... Oh, so the reason we're here is I'm going to Italy next week. I've been using Duolingo to learn a bit of Italian. What do you think of that?
Do one Italian right now.
Arrivederci.
Wow. I didn't know you could translate a cough, but you managed.
I did manage to. I can't see any books about traveling around. Let's just go to the poetry bit. The reason we're going to the poetry bit is we're trying to find a little bit of... Boy, Dave, stop making that noise, please. Trying to find a little bit of Shelley. A little bit of Percy Shelley.
Well, I believe you need to look in this section.
Thank you. You've directed me to the S. There's a big old book. Oh my god, look at the thickness here. It is really very large. Is it the only one?
Yep.
I've only got one book about... Oh my god. These guys have only got one Shelley book. What have I got in here? Selected... I feel like this has got... I'm surprised that old Percy could write this. Look at this.
Selected poems and prose.
A lot going on here. A lot going on here. Oh, it's got Prometheus Unbound. Big fan of Prometheus Unbound.
Yeah, it's like Django Unchained.
it's the spiritual sequel to Django Unchained. Okay, this is what I'm getting then. This is what I need. This is good.
Does this make you upset?
What
how close does that is to the top of the spine?
It does. The words are very close to the top of the spine on Louis McNeice's collected poems.
Like
I'm sorry that you had to look at it.
Well,
I'm sorry this is something you've had to go through.
It's kind of your fault.
Is it my... Yeah, it is my fault. Is. Oh, look, there's Frankenstein by the wife. By the missus.
By the missus.
By the missus.
Written down the road.
Rumours that Percy wrote Frankenstein. I'm going to say, fuck off. Give her some credit.
Rude.
I'm sure she can write a book.
Literally, she did.
Literally, she did. But a lot of people think he wrote it and just said that she wrote it. And it's like, why would you do that?
These are good covers.
A bit of Byron as well.
How are you feeling?
I'm not paying. I don't know why Byron's more expensive. Not paying that. £17 for the Lord.
Let's buy the Byron.
Also, Shelley was a vegetarian, very passionate vegetarian, so it's good. I'm having my belly full of veggie burger.
That's what you would have wanted.
I'm ready for him. So I'm going to go pay for this book, this big old book. Dave? You happy with your Shaukan out of 10?
I'm pretty happy. Out of 10, I'm going to give it a solid 5.
Well, to be honest, the shower curtain. If a shower curtain is too high, then that's a bad thing, even. Like a 10 out of 10 shower curtain, there's something weird about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like you've got a thing for shower curtains.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say that, because that was a test if you were a shower curtain freak or not. And you're not.
Enough of those on the show.
Anyway, thanks for tuning into the Angry Boys Drink Because the Angry Boys Movie. I think you'll agree this was worth the wait. And, oh, I'm not going to edit this, so I can't put the theme song in. So let's just sing the theme song.
Check it up there.
T-A-B-D-P-I-T-A-B-M. T-A-B-D-P-I-T-A-B-M.
Bye.
Bye.
I ain't singing for you, you silly little man.